based on shipping. Because he discerned fact from opinion. The key here is the how is not so important as the thought process. This next concept that you need to understand, basic concept number three, is that you have to understand thoughts and what your thoughts are, and you have to understand the how and what you're physically doing, the techniques. But you have to focus all of your attention. Focus all of your attention on the thoughts. Work on the thought process. Work on the thinking process. Do not worry about the how. I'm going to talk more about this later, but the key that you need to understand is that your thinking, the thoughts, your dreams, how you feel is 99% of the importance to make success work. Most people fail because they're always concerned about the how. They're concerned about how am I going to get the money to do that business? How can that happen? I don't understand how that's going to happen. I don't have the skills. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the techniques. I don't have the know-how. None of that matters. When your thinking is right, when the thoughts are correct, the how doesn't matter. I'm going to explain more about how this works later, but you just need to understand at this point the basics of the training balance scale. That you have a thought process and you have a how process. You have both, but most important is thinking. 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 It's all about the thoughts. Now, the next concept I want to talk about, concept number four, is the four steps that you go through when processing information. There are four basic steps the mind goes through when it's processing new information. First is what's called unconscious incompetence. This is when you don't know that you don't know. Next is called conscious incompetence. This is when you know that you don't know. Next is called conscious competence. This is when you know that you know. And last is called unconscious competence. This is when you know and it happens automatically. It's called autopilot. You need to understand these four areas of the brain, the mind, the thought process, and the learning process. Because your objective is to get to unconscious competence, where this information that you're learning is part of you and it's happening automatically. It just naturally occurs. It's a knowing, like your own name. What's your name? Boom, you know your own name. You don't have to think about it. You're unconsciously competent. You know that you know. It's autopilot. If I say, can you tie your shoes? Yeah, you'd bend over and you'd tie your shoe. Well, think about the very first time you needed to tie a shoelace. You didn't even know that you didn't know. You were unconsciously incompetent. Then I showed you how to tie a shoelace. You couldn't do it. Now you are consciously incompetent. You knew you didn't know. Then you were taught how to do it. And every time you tied the shoelace, it took you a few seconds. You had to think about it. How do I do it? Left over right? What do I? And you thought through the process. You are consciously competent. After a while, you don't think about how to tie the shoelace. You just tie the shoelace. You're unconsciously competent. Driving home. Some people drive home from work. You get home and you think, boy, I don't even remember how I got here. My mind was someplace else. Because you're unconsciously competent when it comes to driving home. You know exactly how to drive home. You don't think about it anymore. It's out of the conscious state. It's unconscious. You just know it. It's in the knowledge bank. This information you're learning, and that's one of the reasons why you want to listen to these CDs over and over and over and over again, is to get this information at the unconscious competence level. So for example, if I would ask you, what was the first concept we talked about? Some of you have to think about it, check through your notes. Well, you should know. The first concept is, who do you listen to? And you should be able to understand who you listen to and why you listen to certain people and not others. If I say, what was the second concept we talked about? Again, some of you don't know. Well, if I were to help you and go, it was called the teachability index. What is the teachability index? You should instantly know, without even thinking about it, there's two variables, willingness to learn, willingness to accept change. If you need to think about that, you're not unconsciously competent yet, no problem. But the point is, all of these concepts, when they become unconsciously knowledge, part of your knowledge bank, when you become unconsciously competent in all these areas, that's when magic will start, because that's when, without even doing anything, all these things will begin to work. When I say work, what are we talking about specifically? We're talking about manifesting your desires in record speed. And have it happen as if by magic. Have it happen easily and effortlessly. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. We're going to take a break right here. For those of you on the CD, this is the end of this CD. Take a break, and we'll see you in the next CD, and we'll see you back here in a few minutes.